Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And joining us live this morning, it's Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. We're talking about something that, might slip through the minds of some people this time of year. Maybe it's on the front of your mind. If so, good for you this time of year. And that is holiday tipping. It's that time, Ted, where you're dishing out not just the gifts, but those holiday tips, which is still a thing, although your numbers at Bankrate are showing that not as many people are taking part.
That's right. We did see a small decline in the frequency of tipping this year. What's interesting is that the median amounts per category actually stayed flat or even rose in some cases. So really what this is telling us is that upper income households are propping up the overall statistics. They're tipping as much or more in many cases, even as a lot of lower and middle income households cut back just because of the overall effects of inflation and high interest rates.
When it comes to a holiday tip, I think so many people are, when it comes to just regular tipping, confused. Like, all right, who am I supposed to tip? Who am I not? You got those screens now. You tip everybody. So, like, do I have to do it for this person or that person? Who generally gets the extra tip on the holidays?
When we're talking about holiday tipping, it's not so much the restaurant, the hair salon, the ride share. Those are places we should be tipping throughout the year. The holiday tip is really the one-off for the housekeeper, the childcare provider, the landscaper or snowplow service, teachers, mail carriers, trash and recycling collectors. Housekeepers and childcare providers and teachers are the most likely to get tipped. About half of people are tipping them. The median amounts, housekeepers and landscapers and snow removers are the highest. They're about $50. Child care providers are not far behind. Teachers are $25. Now, that often takes more the form of a class gift rather than like an individual envelope or something like that. But it is nice to reward these people, to say thank you, sometimes to get better service next year. These are some of the reasons we tip around the holidays.
It's funny to look at these numbers that Bankrate provided and see that, you know, across the board from last year to this year, a lot of the tip amounts remained pretty much the same, some of them going down slightly, except if you're doing snow removal or landscaping, then your tip increased from, what, $30 to $50 on average? I mean, what a boost.
That is a big boost. Yeah, there might be a little bit of statistical noise there, as in margin of error, sample size or something. But yeah, it is interesting. Another take on it is we talk a lot about this K-shaped economy, right? The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Some of this is actually a little bit self-selecting, just when you think about if you have some of these services in the first place, you're probably more likely to be doing better. Like you're the upper part of the K. You're the homeowner that can afford the housekeeper or the landscaping crew or the snowplow service. I'm reading a little bit into it, but it is true that some of this does suggest a higher income audience to begin with, or someone that maybe has a dedicated nanny or babysitter. We tend to tip better when we know people, when people are coming into our homes, when we have a relationship with them, if they're cleaning up after us or watching our kids. We tend to tip them better than people that we don't really know, like the people at the counter service, or you know, even take something like the mail carrier. Some people get to know them. Other times the mail's delivered when you're at work or the trash is collected early in the morning and you don't see these people, and that's some of the reason why we're less likely to tip them. So generally you tip better when you have a relationship there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah, that a lot of what you said does make sense, because I do look at some of this, like, all right, housekeeper, landscaper, snow remover, sounds like I'm tipping myself. I don't have to worry about any of that. The one thing I did, a holiday tip, it's the barber. You go see the same guy every month or every couple of weeks, and you want to give him something, just a little bonus on the holidays. I did double what the normal haircut was, or what I normally give them. Just double it up for the last one before Christmas. Is that like typical of what you should leave, or is there? Have we entered a period where there's not really a set amount? It's just anything extra is appreciated.
It's on the high end of the generous scale, but I'm glad you brought that up, because that is another take on holiday tipping. So far, we've talked a lot about maybe it's $20 for the mail carrier or the trash guys, or maybe it's $50 for the housekeeper. Another take on this is to perhaps tip equivalent to the cost of a service. So whatever you pay the weekly housekeeper or the dog walker or babysitter, maybe you consider doubling that last payment of the year, or in your case, you know, someone who maybe they're already tipping 20% at the barbershop, and maybe the last visit of the year you make it 40. That is an especially generous but appreciated take on this. I know sometimes we talk about this and people are like, well, hey, I'd like to, but I don't have the money. Another take is do what you can afford. You know, maybe there's a person or two that really bubbles to the top of the list. Maybe you have a really fantastic hairstylist or babysitter or dog walker or landscaping crew, whoever it is, if you can only afford one or two of these holiday tips, who really goes to the top of the list? Who made your life easier this year?
That's a good way to look at it. I got a tipping question for you. This is, I mean, there's, like you said, there's no exact science behind any of this. It's up to you. It's up to everybody else. I mentioned the barber. This will be interesting. Starting next year, you put his little sign up all over the barbershop. Now, the normal haircut, it's $15. And I usually give 20 and then, you know, see ya, keep the change. Like, there's your, that's what it is for the haircut. Next year, the price is going up to $17, Ted. So do I continue? Am I good with the, here's the 20, you're, like, that's it? Or do I have to take out like three extra singles or something like that to make up for the difference? What do you do?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I often think something like a 15 or 20% tip is appropriate for a haircut. So actually, $3 on a $17 haircut, that's actually close to 20%. This policy may actually have the unintended consequence of driving tipping down, even as they make more from the haircut itself. Sometimes these amounts are very strategic. If you think about like rounding to the nearest dollar or something, because, you know, technically a 20% tip on 17 would be $3.40, but I'm not sure that many people are going to be doing it exact. You know, if you're tipping $5 on a $15 haircut, that's actually a 33% tip. So, you know, maybe that amount actually incentivizes more tips, but now they're going to be making more from the haircut itself. I feel like it is strategic. In a way, it's kind of like we see in some of these apps where they give you three tip amounts and it's like 15, 20, 25, 10, 15, 20. Like, the order they put it in is strategic. With cash tipping, though, there's more rounding. If it was on a card, you would probably have more people just, you know, picking the middle option if there's one presented, or filling in an exact amount. But yeah, I think something like a $3 tip on a $17 haircut is still pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind for a few weeks from now. Hey, Ted, thanks for all the help and sorting through what a lot of people have a question on at this point of the year. Ted Rossman with Bankrate joining us live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.